Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence. I'm Abby Wallace.
And I'm Roy Lutz.
Hey everyone, it's Emma.
Hey guys, it's Victoria.
You probably remember us from the most recent podcast.
Yep, now we're combining.
The more the merrier. So my name is Emma. This is my third year with Safe on Main, and I'm one of the interns, and I'm a senior at Mason High School.
I'm Victoria. I'm a senior at King's High School. This is actually my first year interning with Safe on Main, and yeah.
So we're just going to be talking about, it's kind of like our senior send-off, just talking about our plans for the future, how we got involved with Safe on Main, and what we plan to do with what we learned from Safe on Main, and how we're going to bring that to college with us. And yeah, maybe we'll talk about it a little more. It'll be a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah,
but we're super excited.
We're just going.
Yeah. So Victoria, what do you plan to do after this year?
So I'm actually going to be going to Miami, Oxford. I will be studying English education, grades 7 through 12 up there. I am really excited. I think I will be volunteering here, because I do not want to get rid of this place. I love this place. And yeah, see where I go.
How did you end up choosing Miami?
So I actually had gotten a couple offers from different schools to play soccer, and Miami wasn't on that list, but I know a couple people that go up there, and it was between Miami and Ashland. I almost went up to Ashland because it was just far away and it was really good. And they gave me a really good scholarship. But it was too small town. Literally Ashland was the main part. And it was too high school-y. But Miami's just Miami. And I can picture myself on the campus. The campus is so beautiful up there. And I'm just excited.
I'm so excited for you. How did you end up choosing education? What made you want to go into that?
So my mom's actually a teacher, and I never in my wildest dreams thought I was going to be a teacher as well, because just hearing all of her stories, I was like, not for me. But I think it was sophomore year when I was tutoring a bunch of juniors and seniors as a sophomore, and I was like, you know what? Let me get into it. Let me start thinking about this more. And I've always loved English. And I wanted to teach little kids, like second graders. But when I wrote my college essay for my college applications, I was working with my teacher, and after like writing it all and just rereading it, I realized that I would make so much more impact in high schoolers' lives.
That's so awesome, and I love that you're going to continue to work with people who are our age and hopefully get them involved like we are and make a difference in other people's lives.
Yes. So, Emma, what are you doing after graduation?
That is a great question. My original plan was to go super far away from home. I really wanted to go out of state. I've only ever lived in Mason, so Ohio is really like all I know, and I thought it would be cool to get out. So I applied to a lot of schools all over the country. I applied to 10, all the way from University of Washington in Seattle to University of Vermont, like literally all over. I know, so much. And I was dead set on going out of state, and I really just wanted to explore new places. And then I got into George Washington University, which was my dream school, and I got into University of Michigan, which I never thought I would.
Okay.
And I was like, yes, like I have options. I'm going to go to one of those places. And then I heard back from Ohio State, and I got a full ride scholarship.
Yeah.
And you cannot beat that. I've known for a while that I wanted to be a lawyer. When I was a kid, it was always just like a joke. Like, oh my gosh, you love arguing. Like, you should be a lawyer. And I was like, oh, that's so funny. And then in high school, I actually started to explore, like, the legal careers. And I started to do, like, internships, job shadows, things like that. And I loved it. So I knew that I wanted to go to law school. And law school is expensive. The price tag is hefty.
Yeah.
So once I knew that I got that full ride from Ohio State, I knew that I could not turn that down. Especially when I was looking at other private institutions like George Washington, their tuition is
expensive.
It's like three cars. So yeah. I am incredibly grateful to be able to go to college for free. And as much as it would have been nice to go out of state, I do have a lot of friends who are going to Ohio State. So it'll be nice to have that support system. And I'm super close to my parents. So to be like an hour and a half away from them is really nice.
Yeah. And do you get a car on campus?
No.
Not freshman year?
Not freshman year.
Same at Miami. Yeah. I hate it. But you know what? It's okay.
So you will catch us in our parents' cars for the first year. But honestly, I think it'll cringe us to just,
like, be on our own,
yeah,
honestly.
Be independent and, like, public, like, transportation.
No,
like, there's
going to
be that Miami campus bus.
See,
yeah.
I was thinking of bringing my roller skates up there. Like, you know, like, the campus is just so pretty. Like, so pretty. Like, I can just roller skate.
Honestly, yeah. Go for it.
Like, who's going to stop me?
Yeah. So, I chose Ohio State, and I'm super excited. I love Columbus, and I feel like people don't realize how big of a city it is.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, one of, like, the top 10 biggest cities in the U.S.
Big. Yeah.
People don't realize that. So, I'm excited to be in a big city. As much as I love the suburbs, I think it'll be super cool to explore new places. So, I'm excited about that.
No, it'll be fun. Dude. I know so many people from Kings going to Ohio State. But at least you'll have people, like, that you know up there.
Yeah.
Which is going to be so
your Kings friends, they might be my new best friends.
Yeah. Who knows, bro? Oh, college is so scary. So how did you end up choosing that you just wanted to be a lawyer?
Yeah, so I have been super into advocacy and activism for a long time. And honestly, my work with Safe on Main solidified that. Just being able to help survivors of domestic violence, especially just in the legal realm too. I have a family member of mine who's a survivor of domestic violence, so it means a lot to me to be able to advocate for her. So currently right now I'm thinking of going into family law, which would absolutely benefit survivors of domestic violence, help them get through nasty court cases with, like, divorce, custody, things like that. I'm hopeful that because I'm so passionate about it, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, that's what I'm, like, scared of, all the homework and stuff, and just,
I know.
But it'll be okay. We got this.
We so got this. So, Victoria, how do you plan to take what you've learned and done at Safe on Main with you to college and beyond?
I'm definitely going to be taking a lot of the awareness. Like, all the things that we do for awareness, I'm going to be taking that to college with me, and I was actually going to start looking into, like, the clubs up in Miami and see if there was one that I could join that would advocate for, like, a lot of mental health and domestic and sexual violence, like, all that, because Miami has a lot of clubs. Like, they're, like, you can literally think of something and they probably have a club for it. Like, they probably have a club for tacos.
There's a bread club at OSU and a lot of my friends are a part of it.
Oh,
they love it.
Oh, so, like, do they just eat the bread?
I think it's more about the experience, about the journey to getting the bread. You know, they make the bread, and that's the fun part.
Hmm.
We just got a text from Caitlin that there's Girl Scout cookies upstairs.
Caitlin says there's Girl Scout cookies. Hold on, let me text. Bring them down!
Guys, we're going to get Girl Scout cookies mid-podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, go grab yourself some cookies, because you deserve it.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how funny we are together, though?
We are a dynamic duo, but we're gonna get back into it. I think I'm gonna take something similar with me. Definitely try and get involved in college.
Yes.
Similar to Miami, there are so many student organizations at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And also just education. Like, education is power.
Yeah.
And I keep hearing cases of girls who are taken advantage of.
Especially
in
Miami
college.
Is really big.
Yes.
Like, Miami's a really big. That was the one thing that I was worried about when I was applying. Because when I had applied to colleges, I applied to probably, like, 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not apply to UC.
Yeah.
Because UC, not only is there always almost shootings down there, like, it does not feel like a safe campus. In Miami, it feels safe, but there is a lot of stuff that happens up there, like, with the girls at bars or parties or just even walking late at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I am and was, like, a little bit worried about when applying and then actually committing. But honestly, I just want to raise awareness on that too. That's, like,
yeah,
a big thing that I probably will raise
and,
awareness,
like,
on.
Support our friends.
Yes.
Be with them. And if
yes.
we ever hear about a case, like, be there to advocate for
yeah.
that person and support the survivor.
Never walk alone at night. And I hate that we have to say that. Like, a girl can never walk home alone at night.
I know. Especially, like, college is supposed to
yes.
be, like, when you feel like you can be independent and, like,
yes.
your college town kind of becomes, like, yours, like,
yeah.
you make it your own,
yeah.
and it's
like,
thing, but, like,
taken away
can't.
From you,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and it's, like, terrible, and I'm just, like, I just want to walk alone at night without
yeah.
having to feel like I need to have, like, my keys in between my fingers,
yes.
or my pepper spray, or my taser, like,
right, but regardless, we can be great supporters for the
yes.
people around us, and then I also just plan to take what I've learned and done to Safe on Main to my career and yeah. being a family lawyer, because that means so much to me, and it honestly sparked my interest and passion for it.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. I'm going to take a lot of the creativity that I did here, like with the posters and like the stickers that I helped design, and then like the t-shirt. I'm going to take a lot of that into the education stuff, because I'm going to have to be making lesson plans, and I'm going to have to make my classroom look cute. Like, maybe I'll make posters for all over my room. Yeah, I'll make like a big design and then put it on a tapestry.
Oh, love that.
And then who knows, maybe I'll bring Caitlin in to talk to my class.
Yes, Caitlin, our queen. Caitlin better come to Columbus and to Oxford to come and hang out with us. We adore her.
She's literally an older sister. Like, genuinely, older sister core. Yes.
If we came across a situation where there was like a guy that we did not appreciate, we would call Caitlin. Like, Caitlin, what, guess like, what happened?
Caitlin, help. Talk. I'd be like, Caitlin, help. This is major red flag.
But safe on me, and like, we've literally built a family here, so it's definitely gonna be so hard to leave everyone. No.
I hate that I was only here for a year. Like, I wish I was here longer, because I genuinely feel so at home here.
Yes, even you, Dorico. You're part of the family too. And if you're listening to this, you can be part of our Safe on Main family too.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
We're leaving, so she's going to need some interns.
Yeah, but I know I've done a lot of like content creation here, so it'll definitely be interesting to see how that will come with me, because I don't know if I'll ever be doing like marketing or something like that again. Maybe I'll do like my own legal firm, and I'll be like the marketing for my legal firm.
You know those Get Ready With Me's that girls do in their college dorms, like all like those vlogs and stuff. Yes. You could low-key do that, like become a little influencer.
Should I be a post Safe on Main influencer? Yes. I mean, I have a lot of knowledge now about social media for my time at Safe on Main.
No, because I got my little microphone for like to help with all of that.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about it, and I've like gotten into vlogging too, because like it's just so cool. And then I'll actually talk with my friends about like what I do here. Like, they're so interested. They're like, what do you do for your internship? And I like explain to them, and I get so happy about it, and I'm just like, oh, I love it. And then they're like, wait, you actually do such good work. And I'm like, I know I do. Like, I wish I got into this sooner.
Yeah, and I feel like it's just more than just an internship.
Yeah, way more than an internship.
Yeah, we've built so many connections. We've done so many amazing projects.
Yeah, the school pop-up.
The school pop-ups. So my goodness.
I had so many of the girls in my Women in Lit class that I like helped me with the whole thing. They were so happy to do everything. Like, I had one of the girls, Addison Bostick, shout out to my girl. She was so excited. As soon as I got the sticker, she was like, give it to me. And she put it on the back of her phone. Like, she had the teen dating violence one on the back of her phone.
Yeah.
And then she like switched it out with the Your Voice Holds Power one that I made. And she literally loves it. And then she was standing with me during every lunch to help me. And like, aww, she was getting all of her friends. She was the one that helped more guys come over, because she invited two of her friends over. And then the other guys like were like, wait, let me come over and look. And I loved it, because I had mainly like a girl base, because like the guys, like, it's just a stigmatism,
right?
And then they started coming over, and they're like, wait,
the more,
they don't love you like I love you.
Oh my goodness. But it's definitely interesting from the perspective of a teenager who's working in a field that's so serious.
Yes.
Because sometimes I'd be like, oh yeah, it's Tuesday, I'm going over to Safe on Main to get some work done, and people are like, wait, what are you doing? And it's just like, people will ask us like, what do you do like for your internship? Yeah. And they're used to people replying like, oh yeah, like I work at Taco Bell, or like, you, like, I work at Great Wolf Lodge. And they're not used to being like, yeah, I work at Safe on Main. It's our county's domestic violence shelter.
Yeah, and they're like,
and we help promote safety and like healthy relationships. Yeah. And it's definitely a different atmosphere than what a normal teenage job or internship would look like.
Yeah, I know, because took an internship class at school.
Yeah,
and a lot of them were doing like construction and nursing and like veterinary stuff, and then I'm just there in the back of the class like, oh, I work with the county's domestic and sexual violence shelter, and they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm amazing like that, like, turn up, all the interns, we're good like that, like, and I don't know, because they're all just like, wait, what do you do? Yeah. And I love sharing And same. I'm just like,
oh. And honestly, I feel like it's provided me with a lot of real world experience. Like, yes. Although it's not like a normal teenager job, like we're not working in retail, we're not working in food. Like, we have a lot of new skills that we need that when we go into our adult jobs, like task management, like
time management, oh my gosh, organization has been, since I started here, my time management and my organization have gotten so much better.
Yeah, and communication. Yes. Because we have so many interns at so many different schools.
Yes.
Definitely, like, educating other people about what we do. We kind of, I almost have, like, a sales pitch. Like, when people ask me what I do at Safe on Main, it's honestly, like, kind of rehearsed. Like, I know what I'm going to say at this point.
No, but I love it.
I know we've been all over the place. We've talked about a lot of different things. But we really just wanted to come on here and tell you all about our future plans and how grateful we are to have Safe on Main as part of our high school experience. We're definitely going to miss it, for sure.
Oh, catch me crying.
Yeah.
Well, because Snyder wanted me to end on Friday and not work anymore, but I'm just like, no, I'm going to be here as long as possible.
Yeah, we're definitely going to come back. We have prevention in the park over the summer, so we are for sure going to be here over the summer, do everything we can. And then once we're both 18, we could start working on the shelter side too, because right now we do prevention.
I'm 18. You're 17.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have for you all. Thank you so much for listening.
I was going to say something, but I, like, completely forgot. I forgot what I was going to say.
Hey, Roy. It's us again. Why is my mic not working? Yeah. Hi, Roy. You're going to need to edit this out. Edit this out. Edit this out. Hello. I'm scared. It's not, like, doing the... Can I listen to it?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Okay, Roy, we're back. Something's wrong with my mic. I'm not as loud as Victoria is.
Because she moved it. I'm joking.
You can fix it, and now we're going to get back into it. Oh, my God. Hi, Roy. You're going to need to edit this out. We're starting it over. I'm going to try and jump back into what I was just saying, but...
Okay. Okay.
Roy, I'm so sorry.
I was going to ask you...
I knew she was going to get off.
Because you asked me, like, 7 million questions.
So that will absolutely be... fact of the matter, like, what I don't even know what I'm talking about. Roy, cut this out.
It's
like,
okay. Yeah. No. Okay.
You're gonna need to edit this out. Edit this out. Roy, you better not cut our song out.
That
was purposeful. We want our closing time song.
Please, pretty please, and thank you.
Love you. Freak. Oh my god.
Thank you, guys. We love you. We miss you.
It's been real.
You know. They don't love you like I love you.
Oh, my goodness.